How much support does Hezbollah have in Lebanon? Polls suggest it's overwhelming. Michael Young has a different reading of Lebanese society. He's the opinion editor for the Daily Star newspaper in Beirut, and he joins me now. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Now, you wrote in a piece for the online magazine Slate that you dispute these poll findings that indicate some 80% of the people in Lebanon support Hezbollah. Why do you think that's wrong?
Well, because I'm not seeing that around me on the ground, and because I'm basically listening to the preoccupation of politicians in the country. The fact is that virtually no one that I've spoken to, and this is anecdotal, of course, outside the Shiite community wants to have anything to do with what's going on. There's great anger directed against Hezbollah. But at the same time, I mean, at official levels and among the political community, politicians are extremely worried of sectarian tensions precisely because of what Hezbollah has done. That certainly doesn't indicate mass support for Hezbollah.
They've won a lot of support by providing services to people in the South, to Shiites in the South, basic services like paying gas bills and providing food. They will have to do a lot now that there are thousands of refugees, thousands of people homeless, thousands of people needing basic services. How are they going to do that?
Well, they're going to have to spend an awful lot of money. They're going to have to also, I think, absorb what will be the major trauma in the Shiite community once this is over. What I'm afraid of is that the enormity of Shiite losses is such that, in a way, they will need to maneuver politically. And my main fear is that they will try to redirect Shiite anger, Shiite frustration, Shiite suffering against the party's political adversaries. That could lead to considerable domestic instability, perhaps even civil war.
Right, and some members of the Arab League are warning against that. How would it play out? Would we see a replay of the civil war from the 80s?
Even if Hezbollah takes steps that are likely to lead to civil war, well, that will really bring the temple down on everybody's head, including Hezbollah's. With hundreds of thousands of refugees out there, can the party even afford to engage in actions that would lead to domestic conflict? How would it care for these people? You know, it's not an easy moment for the party, and it's not an easy moment for Lebanon, which has to manage the reactions of the party.
What are you afraid of? That Hezbollah, emboldened by its success against Israel, will then try to impose a Shiite theocracy on Lebanon?
I'm not so much worried about a Shiite theocracy. I don't think that that's necessarily their intention. What I am worried, though, is that they will stage an effective coup d'etat. They will try to impose a government that does not reflect the parliamentary majority, but that will bring in many of their allies that are close to Syria, close to Iran, and that effectively they will control the government because sitting right behind the government will be the most effective military force in the country, which is Hezbollah's militia. So they will shape the quote-unquote civilian institutions of the state, reshape them in their favor, and they will protect it with the Praetorian Guard that is Hezbollah's armed force.
What about the people that you meet on the streets, just regular Lebanese? What are they talking about? What are they afraid of?
It depends. I think most people are simply shocked at this sudden collapse of everything they knew only a month ago. It's a nervous breakdown of Lebanon. I mean, at the end of the day, people think about their own livelihoods, first of all, and they're also thinking of politically, where is all this leading? I don't think that a majority of Lebanese want to live in a state where the most powerful individual will be Hassan Nasrallah, Hezbollah's leader.
Michael Young is opinion editor for the English language newspaper, The Daily Star in Beirut. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.